Master of War, The Life of General George H. Thomas by Benson Bobrick. Narrated by Norman Dietz. Copyright 2009 by Benson Bobrick. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Benson Bobrick and Scoville Cicek Galen Literary Agency and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. An End to Innocence. On April 8, 1870, the remains of the man were deposited in a metal casket, twined round with a ribbon of ivy and mounted on a dais in the chancel of St. Paul's Church in Troy, New York. An elegant crown of evergreens and roses was placed at the head, surmounted by a cross of immortelles, a wreath of japonica and lilies at the feet. The President of the United States, Ulysses S. Grant, was in attendance, as were Generals William Tecumseh Sherman, Joseph Hooker, Philip Sheridan, George Gordon Meade, and other notables of rank among the vast concourse of mourners and admirers who'd come to pay their respects. The special train that had carried his body eastward from the Pacific just a few days before had been met by silent crowds at every station, and flags across the nation were hung at half-mast. The casket itself, however, bore only a simple silver plate inscribed with the name of the deceased and the dates of his birth and death. At the special request of his widow, no panegyric or eulogy was pronounced over his grave. After a brief service, the casket was conveyed to Oakwood Cemetery, where it was interred in a vault, and after an honor guard of soldiers fired their customary burial salute,